truly am blessed to be here with you today. And before we begin and jump into our sermon for the morning, I want to say thank you for the many cards and the emails that I received.
I truly am blessed to be here with you today.
2 weeks ago, but
before we begin and
jump into our health
sermon for the morning,
I want to say thank you.
We're certainly grateful
for that.
The many cards and the emails that I received.
I was certainly overwhelmed by the outpouring of love that you showed me and the cards that I received and the emails.
Health issue.
I was trying to get online and place your face with the email, so I knew who you were.
I was certainly overwhelmed by the outpouring of love that you showed me and the cards that I received and the emails.
I'm trying to learn as many as possible before I go.
I was trying to get online and place your face
but I want
with
you
email,
to know that
so I
know who you
were,
because I want to know who you are.
Certainly, if
somebody
I continue to ask
your well, name,
forgive
you don't
me
have to worry about me because I don't
I'm trying
matter.
To learn
you
as many as possible before I go to someone learning
me because we are all
but
families.
I want you to know that I only do that
we are
because I want
to know who you are.
Somebody
love you
told me earlier, we're grateful to be here.
You don't have to worry about me because I don't matter.
You absolutely
we're here today.
Everyone of you matter to me
because we are all standing beside these men
and we are
as we do our best
to follow after God and do what His word commands us to do.
Confidence of the elders.
I certainly look forward to the work that we have ahead of us.
And standing beside these
I may never
men
be as clever
as we do our best
to follow after God and to do what His
never
word
be as
commands
wealthy
us
as
to do.
Some other men, I mean,
and I certainly look forward to the work that we
I
have.
I may never have the glory that some other men have had.
I may never be as clever
got
as
to
my
be
neighbor down the street
as a little fellow's dad.
I may never be as wealthy as some other men.
There are certain dreams I cherish that I would like to see
I may never have the glory
that some
things
other men
I would
had.
Accomplish.
Ere my working success through, but
as a little fellow's dad,
my heart is set on.
There are certain dreams
lad,
I cherish that I would like to see come true, and there are some things I would accomplish.
Dad.
I may never
ere
gather
my working time
earth's
is
glory,
through,
I may
but
never
task,
gather gold.
My heart is
and
set
they
on
is
me
to God
a
alone,
lad,
as my business life
make
is told.
Myself successful.
But if he who follows
as a little
after is a Christian, oh,
I may never gather
glad,
earth's glory, I may never gather gold,
and may count me as a failure, as my business life is told.
But if he who follows after is a Christian, oh, I'll be glad.
The older I get, the more I cherish
I will know
my father, and certainly
I
cherish
successful.
His counsel because one day
as a little fellow's dad,
that counsel will be no more.
I have a good father.
I myself have tried to be a
the
good father.
The older I get, the more
I
cherish
sometimes.
My
we know
father,
that our children
may
not cherish
with
his counsel
manuals.
Because one day,
and sometimes I've fallen
no
short
more
of that, and my wife and I have
I
reveled in our children's accomplishments.
Father, I have failed
and
sometimes.
We've tried in their
we know that our children do not come with instruction manuals.
I even
manuals.
Pray for those who have never known.
And sometimes I've fallen short of that.
Those
and my
who have
wife
never been able to
reveled in our
the love
children's
of what a true father shows his children, not only
in
his guidance, but more importantly in the love
those
that they
who have
give their children.
A father.
One of the things
been able
I do know is the love of what a true father shows his children, not only in guidance.
We all
more
have
importantly
the same
in the love
in
that
heaven.
They give their children.
And that's a blessing in and of itself.
But one of the things I do
there are
know
over 31,000 verses
you have
of the
Father,
Bible,
here
but I don't think
earth.
Anyone sums it up
we
more
all
clearly
have the same
of what
Father
it means to
heaven.
Be a child of God than 1
and that's
John
a blessing
3:1.
In and of itself.
What greater
there
love God hath bestowed upon us that we should be
in the Bible,
called the
but
I don't think anyone sums it up more clearly of what it means to be a child of God.
I invite
than
you to turn with
3:1.
Me to Luke chapter 15.
What greater love God hath bestowed upon us
that
we should be called
the children or the sons
and as
of
we
God.
Begin to look at this particular
I
chapter
you to turn
of verses,
to Luke
one of the things that we're going to notice
we're going to
as we get into the latter part
of
Luke chapter 15, as we understand the parable here
and
that's
as we
given
begin
to, us
to look at this
concerning
particular
the prodigal
son
of verses, and one of the
really
things that we're going to notice
prodigal son,
as we get into the
God
latter
the
part of Luke chapter 15, as we understand
two sons
the parable
who are completely
here that's
different
given
in
to
nature.
Us,
concerning
and
how
the prodigal
God
son and
his son Jesus
really
Christ
isn't
is going
the
to
story
respond
of the prodigal son,
to these individuals in the beginning of Luke chapter 15.
Two sons who
we
are completely different
have to
in
understand
nature.
That our Savior
and how God
always
and his son Jesus Christ is going
to
respond
the task
to these individuals in the beginning of Luke chapter 15.
Jesus was
we
always busy
have
about
to understand
doing the Father's
that our
work.
Savior
he said, I must
always
work the works of him that sent me while it is
to accomplish
day because
the
no
task of
work
focusing our attention on our
we
Father
we also understand
in heaven.
That Jesus, as he
Jesus
was on the cross
was
before
busy
he had gone
doing
there to bear
he said, I
the iniquity
work
of mankind
that sent me
as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
no
straining in pain and disagony and comfort
Jesus
concerning
the
task that
was
before
he had gone there
him,
to bear the iniquity of mankind as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, straining in pain and disagony and comfort concerning
the
prayer
that
he
was
offering,
as he said, not my will be done,
even as he asked the question, Father, let this cup pass.
Jesus
me.
Was
he
always pointing to the
in
Father
the context
in
of what he was doing in the prayer that he was offering.
For us to remember when we
as he
understand,
said, not my will
and as
be done,
we look contextually here at Luke chapter 15.
Jesus was always
one of the things
pointing
I want us
to
focus our
attention heaven,
on,
and that's
as
important,
we look at
certainly,
two things in Luke
for us
chapter
to remember
15
when
first,
we understand,
we're going to look
and
at
as
the
we
parable
look contextually here
analyze.
In Luke chapter 15.
Then we're going to come
one
back
of the things
and look
I
at the
want
parable
to focus
and we're
our
going
attention
to
on
it,
as we look at two things.
And as we get into
the
beginning of Luke
chapter
15
here,
we're going to look at the parable
and analyze.
In the very first two verses,
then we're going to come back and look at the parable
and we're going to apply.
And Jesus is going to address each of these particular attitudes.
One of the things that you're going to notice
in the
very first chapter
later,
as we're going to look at three specific scenes,
and Jesus is going to address each of these particular attitudes in a certain sort of way as he gets into the bulk of the chapter later,
as we're going to look at three specific scenes that make up the bulk of the latter part of the chapter.
And sinners for to hear him.
The first attitude that we notice
murmured or complained,
saying,
"This man receiveth
sinners." As the Bible records,
and drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him.
And the Pharisees and scribes murmured or complained, saying,
"This man receiveth sinners
and
eateth
with them."
It says these individuals drew
near
unto him.
Verses here we find three attitudes.
And the sinners,
attitude
or the
number
tax
one is
collectors,
you had those
as
some versions of the Bible say,
and the sinners.
So there were two
it
specific
says these
individuals
drew near unto him
to hear
all
who Jesus was,
and the sinners,
one
or
the
tax
collectors,
as some versions of the Bible say,
about the publicans
and the
here is,
so there were two
these weren't
specific
people of a social
individuals
class
that
were coming
among their
to hear
Jews.
Who Jesus was.
You see, publicans were individuals
you have to understand
who rented the privilege
about
the publicans
here
to collect taxes.
These weren't people of a social class,
and not only would they collect taxes for the Roman government,
because they had to make a living,
they would then levy any number of taxes upon their fellow Jews, so you could understand
why these individuals collect taxes for the Roman government,
but because
they
had to
make a living,
they would then levy
any number of taxes upon
their fellow Jews,
and levy more taxes on their fellow Jews, so they were despised
and hated because they had to pay.
Now we know they had to go about making a living, but sometimes they would take advantage of the system
and levy more taxes on their fellow Jews.
So they were despised and hated because
they had to pay these,
levy
taxes.
These taxes because they understood
talked
if
about
they did not
in his follow after
concerning
what the Romans chapter 13
to do,
and the idea of what government is.
This is the same
so not only
thing
did
here
you have
Jews
those
were going to
of their
levy
fellow
these
Jews,
taxes because
you had the individuals,
they did
the
not
sinners
follow
who were seeking
what
a solution to the problem
to do,
because they were
be
looking
accordingly.
For hope. They
so not only did you have those
despised
the
of their fellow Jews,
of that
you had the individuals, the sinners,
who
were
seeking
a
solution to the problem,
and it says
because
they
were
looking
for
the
solution
to draw near they
needed
unto
something
who Jesus
to cure
well,
the
problem
Jesus,
of that sin-sick life of which they
so
were having
to deal with. So attitude number one is you had those that were seeking
a solution to a problem. And it says they were looking for the solution to draw near unto who Jesus was.
Well, who's Jesus?
Isolation from the other ones. So attitude number one is you had those that
notice
were seeking a solution
here, it says,
to a
and the
problem.
Pharisees and
attitude
the scribes
number two,
murmured,
you had those
saying,
who were seeking
this man
isolation
receiveth
from
sinners
the other
and
ones
with him. Who had a problem.
Now this isn't just
notice the second
any
verse here, and it says,
ordinary
and the
sinner
that's coming
and
to
the
receive or to look who Jesus
saying,
is or to
this
hear
man
who Jesus
receiveth
is.
Sinners
these individuals,
the Pharisees and the scribes,
now, this isn't just
not stand
any
those who
ordinary sinner
elitist,
that's coming
and
to receive or to look who Jesus
as well as
is or to hear who Jesus is.
You see, Acts 26
these individuals,
and
the Pharisees
us,
and the scribes,
records, as he's
could not
here
stand
to
those
the
Sanhedrin
council,
elitist,
those that were before
those
him,
who didn't understand
I was a Pharisee
well
of the religious sect.
You see, Acts 26 and verse 5 tells us, as Paul
I
records,
was the one
as he's
who was
talking here to the Sanhedrin council, those
so
that were before
me
says, I was a Pharisee of the religious
concerning the publican and the Pharisees, they're praying to God.
I was the one who was persecuting
everybody chapter 18 that the Pharisees
so when we think
said,
about the Pharisees, just as we look
Father,
at Luke
I'm glad I'm not like this
concerning the publican
you
and
see,
the Pharisees, they're
pray
praying
to
God.
He says,
what
I'm not like
him.
I can look up to heaven. So,
Lord, I want you to look how great I am in my religiosity.
Father, I'm glad
how wonderful I am compared to these other individuals.
You see, as I
see,
pray to myself,
the
he says, I'm not
were.
Like
they
him.
Were the
I can look up
spiritual
to heaven.
Elitists.
So,
they
Lord,
tried
I want
to
you to look how great I am in my religiosity and how wonderful
and
I am
compared
to these other
better known as the writing ones.
You see, that's exactly who the Pharisees
were. You see, the scribes
were. They
many
were the
times
spiritual
the
elitists.
These
they tried
the
to elevate
individuals
who would take said law.
Else.
Interpret
and then you had the scribes, or better known as the
say,
writing ones,
and then judge their fellow
you
Jews
see, the
not on by
many times
what God
the
said, but rather
were
what
the
individuals
they said
who would take
about
said
what
law.
God said.
Interpret said law,
so you
what
had
they
the Pharisees,
said law
the spiritual elites,
and then judge their fellow Jews,
everybody
by
what
and the
God
scribes
said,
who tried to interpret
they
the law based upon what
they
thought those traditions should be.
So you had the Pharisees,
so these are
the
individuals that are coming to judge the sinners who were seeking a solution to
the problem,
and the Pharisees and the scribes are trying to
isolate themselves from everybody else.
So these are the individuals that are coming to judge the sinners who were seeking a solution to
the
problem, and the Pharisees and the scribes are trying to isolate
the truth
themselves
better than anybody
from everybody
else.
I think sometimes
we ever do that. Sometimes
we
Christians because
we
think we've
got
the Bible all wrapped up in a pretty package.
You know, sometimes
we
run into individuals and they'll ask us,
Well, what denomination do you attend?
I think sometimes if we're not careful,
what do we say?
Pharisees ourselves.
Well, I don't attend any denomination.
You know, sometimes
we might
run
stand
into
up a little bit taller and
they'll
say,
ask
well,
us,
I'm a member of the Church
well,
of Christ.
What denomination
they
do
don't
you
know
attend?
What that is.
And what do we say?
They've never heard of the one true church the Bible talks about. They're following after the idea
of what
man said.
We might stand up a little bit taller and say, well,
I'm
a member of the Church of Christ.
Falls under
this
idea of a category of what man thinks.
They've never heard of the one true church the Bible talks about. They're following after the idea of what man says.
I've got the truth. What do you got?
To them, every church out there falls under this idea of a category of what man thinks that category should be by which we should follow.
We just kind of turn our head and we say, well, isn't that
I've got the truth. What do you got?
Kind of happy for you that
Instead
you're lost because you don't really understand what the truth is.
To consider what the Bible says about it,
is that what
we
the Bible
just kind of turn our head and we say,
John
well,
17
isn't that
verse
17?
Sanctify them.
Kind of happy
truth
for you that you're lost truth, because right? you don't really understand what the truth
so
is.
So you had individuals who were coming
is
to Christ.
Is that what the Bible tells us to do in John 17,
who were seeking a solution.
17?
You had individuals
Sanctify
who were looking
for isolation
truth,
word is truth,
and could
right?
not believe the individual
so you had
by which they were claiming
were
to be
to
the
Christ,
Messiah was the one who was going
solution.
To sit down with these lowly
you had
sinners,
the tax
who were looking
for isolation,
and the basis
and
of
could
all
not
sinners.
Believe
these
the individuals
who didn't
by
read
which
their Bible
claiming
every
to
now
be
and
the Messiah was the
these
one who was going to
sit down with these lowly sinners, the tax collectors,
nothing to do with.
These were the individuals who didn't read their Bible every now and then.
Who he was, it says.
These were the harlots,
so you have
the
those
outcasts
seeking
of society,
a solution,
the ones
those
people wanted
who were
nothing to do with. These were the individuals
finally
that were
it
coming
you had
to
those
hear
who were looking
he was,
for reconciliation based upon
so
what
you have
Jesus
those who
were
seeking a solution, those who were
it's
isolating
interesting
themselves.
When you see, when it
and
says,
then finally
and
it says
you had those who were looking for reconciliation
to hear
based upon what Jesus
well,
could
who's
offer.
Him? Obviously, they're speaking of Christ here.
It's interesting when you see,
but here's
when
the
it
question,
says, and they drew
often ask myself as I look at this chapter is, would I have
him.
Been like Jesus
well,
and received
him?
Those
Obviously,
that perhaps
of
didn't
Christ
look
here.
Like me, didn't act like
but
me,
here's the
didn't
question.
Dress like
I
me,
often
or
understand
ask
myself
like
as I look
me?
At this chapter is,
or would I have
would
been,
I have
like,
been
the
like
Jesus and received those
and
that
the
perhaps
here.
Didn't look like me,
and
didn't act like me, didn't dress like me, or
I
understand
had,
the truth like me?
Better.
Or would I have been like
Doesn't
the
Bible tell
Pharisees
us that our salvation is based
the
upon the idea of what love is? And Jesus
and
certainly didn't have to die on the cross.
What I thought I
but
had,
it says in Romans 5 and verse 8, but God commended his love towards us.
Doesn't
and that
the Bible
while
tell
we
us
sinners,
that our salvation
Christ
is based
died
upon
for
the
us.
Idea of what love is? And Jesus
so me,
certainly
a sinner
didn't
unclean,
cross,
God was willing to send his
but it
son,
says in Romans 5 and verse 8, but God commended
like
his love towards us and
based
that
upon
while
the truth that I have in my body.
Christ died for us.
Instead
so
of
me,
sharing
a sinner unclean, God was willing to
most.
Send his son, yet sometimes I want to act like
so
I'm
you
better
had those
than anybody
who
else based
for
upon the truth that I have in my Bible.
Those who are isolating,
instead of sharing
those
it with
those
that
who
were looking for
the
some
most.
Type of reconciliation.
So you had those who were
That's
looking
what the blood
for a
does.
Solution.
It reconciles us to
those
who God
who
is, because without the blood, we cannot
and
come into the presence
here that
of
were
God
looking
is.
For some type of reconciliation.
They were looking for something that would bring
That's
them
what the blood
closer
does.
To
it
who
reconciles
God
us to who God is, because without
him
the blood, we cannot
was the Savior
come into the
by
presence
which everybody was
is.
Claiming that he was. Maybe he
they
can
were
help
looking
us.
For something that would
because
bring them closer
we have
to who
no
God
hope.
Was. This person, this him, was
so
the
we
Savior
have
by which everybody was claiming that he
the
was.
Idea of who
Maybe
Jesus
he can
is
help
and what they were looking for.
Because with that,
but
we
finally
have
now,
no
as we look at the three attitudes concerning the isolation,
so we
and
have
the solution,
three attitudes
and the reconciliation,
relative to the idea
we come into
of who
the
bulk
Jesus is here and what they were looking for
concerning the three particular
But finally,
parables
now, as we look at the three
Jesus
attitudes
is going
concerning
to address to help
the isolation
us
and the solution and the reconciliation. We come into the bulk of
so we have
Luke
the first story that we understand
the three
clearly
particular parables
the man who had lost the
Jesus
one sheep,
is
he left the 99 and he goes
better
off
understand
and he
the situation
else
that he's dealing with
to find that one sheep.
So we have the first story
see,
that we understand
those that
clearly
were saved,
as
those that
the man who had lost
the
one
realm
sheep, he left
the
99
and
he goes off.
Then you
and
had
he
the one
everything
who was all by himself.
So the shepherd wanted to make sure he went after
see,
that
he had
one
those
individual.
That were saved, those that were in the realm of
so he finds
of
it, he brings it
together,
back,
then
and
you had the one
rejoicing
who was all
in
by
over
himself.
One
so
that
the shepherd wanted to make sure he went after that one individual.
But then we have the story, the account of the woman who loses the one.
So he finds it, he brings it back, and
everything within the house
rejoicing in heaven over one sinner.
And she basically tears the house apart to find the one coin.
But then we have the story, the account
but
of the one
woman
that
who
I
loses
have
the one coin
or underlined
she forsakes
in my Bible
everything
is the word
within
house.
The house
and she basically
lost.
Tears the house apart to
it's
find
not
the one
lost
coin.
Outside the house, it's lost in the house. Brethren,
but one
if
word that
think
I have
there are people who
circled
can
or underlined in my Bible is the word
and not
house.
Be lost
where
to read
the
your
coin
Bible
is lost.
Again.
It's not lost
because
outside
we have people
the house,
that attend church
in the house.
Every
Brethren,
Sunday
if you
morning,
don't think
and I know
there are
one
people
particular lady
in
Fayette, Alabama,
Alabama,
who's been attending that church for 40 years and has never put on Christ in baptism.
Because
we have people that attend church every Sunday morning, and I know of one particular lady in Fayette, Alabama, who's been attending that church
every
single
Sunday morning
and has never put on Christ in baptism.
And
you don't let it go as if
lost?
It means absolutely nothing at all.
We have those
that
will come
and sit
and
we need to be concerned with
every
as they sit in the house
Sunday
of God
morning,
as
but
we
not
teach
respond
them the message
to
finally
and we
ask
let
them,
it go as if
on?
It means absolutely nothing at all.
You've got the truth, isn't
is
it?
Is that
time
not
to
the person
we
need
to be concerned
need to
with
be
as
concerned
they sit in the house
the
of God as we teach them the message to finally ask them, what
so
are
you have the one who went outside the body of Christ to look for the one lost soul. You have the one that was inside the house of God
for
the soul that was lost who wouldn't respond to it. But then we come
so
to the latter
part of Luke chapter
15, the one who went outside
the
body of Christ to look for the one lost soul. You have the one that was inside the house of God for the soul that was lost who wouldn't respond to it. But then we come to the latter part of Luke chapter 15, the one we know very well.
And we know concerning the old
son,
law,
right?
Deuteronomy chapter 23 breaks
I mean,
that
here's
down
the younger
for us
son, he basically
two-thirds
goes to
of the inheritance
said, you're
went
dead
to the older, one-third
went
to the younger.
Give me that portion which was rightfully mine.
So in essence,
and we
the
know concerning the old law,
the
Deuteronomy chapter 23 breaks that down for us, that
absolutely
two-thirds of the inheritance
to
went to the older, one-third went to the younger.
And it says that he went off and
so
he wasted
essence,
his money
the prodigal
and finally
was telling
comes
the
to
father,
himself
you mean nothing to me. Absolutely
but it's the
nothing
latter part
me,
of Luke chapter 15 that we really want to break down.
And it says that he went off and he wasted his money
truly
and finally he comes to himself and he comes back home. Because sometimes I think we simply skip over what the prodigal son does here.
Really
yeah, he went out in the world, he understood that God still loved him, he came home.
To truly understand
we've got to look
the love
deeper
of a
than that because one of the words that you're
because
going to see repeated
I think
over
and over
skip
here
over
is
what
the
prodigal
father.
Son does here. Yeah, he went out in the
whether
world, he understood that God still loved him, he came
the older son
we've got to look deeper than that because one of the words that you're going
to
see repeated over and over
throughout this chapter
is the word always made back.
Whether
God,
it's the younger
father,
referring to the father, the older son referring to
the
father,
or
the servant
note,
referring
over
to the father,
over and over
here
12
throughout
plus
this
times,
chapter, the word
throughout this chapter, references
that is
to always
literally
made
be
back
happy.
To who God the Father is.
And we're going to address that in just a
few moments. And then another word
moments.
That we note over and over
when we
here
think
throughout
about
this
the
chapter
idea
is the
of
word
the father,
Mary.
What truly comes
that
to our
That is to
mind.
Literally be happy.
Do we think about strict rules by which we
we're
must
going to address
follow
that
as Christians?
In
do we look at Christianity as a checklist?
When we think about
and if I don't do these things, then I'm going
to
be punished accordingly?
Do we think about strict rules by which we must follow as Christians? Do we look at Christianity as a checklist? And if I don't do these things, then I'm going to be punished
as we go through our week. It's about a life that we live
as
we're seeking to walk in the light as He is in the light.
1 John 1:7.
Because
it's
when
not
I'm
about
in that
a
life
that
we check
off
as we go through our
week,
it's about a life that we live as we're seeking to walk in the light as He is in the light. 1
That's
John
the
1
Father
7.
That I think of.
Because when I'm in that light, I have
because there's not
with
a person
Father
in this room that is perfect.
I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I fall short. Romans 3:23 tells me
that. That's the Father that I think of.
But it's because of my Father in heaven.
Because there's not a person in this
of the
room
love that
is
I know
perfect.
That He gave to me again. Romans 5:8.
I fall short.
That I
Romans
have an advocate because of Jesus
that.
Christ that I can approach the Father when I make a mistake.
But it's because of my Father in heaven.
Of the love that I know
and
that
here,
he gave
we're going
to me
again
Romans
as we look
5,
at the prodigal, that he wasn't
that I have
afraid
an advocate
to approach
because
the
of Jesus Christ, that I can approach the Father
notice
when
me
I make
beginning
a mistake.
In Luke chapter 15,
and
verse
here
11,
we're going
as
to
we
understand
as
we look
at
the prodigal
one
that he wasn't afraid
we'll
to approach
this
the
scene,
Father.
The consumer.
Notice with me beginning
verse
in
11
chapter
it reads,
15,
and he said, a certain man
in verse
had two
11,
sons,
as we
and
notice,
the younger of them said to his father,
unfolds,
Father,
we'll
give me
the
portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto
verse 11,
then,
it reads,
notice
and he
that
said,
it
a certain
says,
father gave the inheritance,
and
the younger of them
children.
Said to his father, Father,
not just the
give
younger
me the portion
for,
of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living.
And it
notice
said, not
that
many
it says
days
the father
after,
gave the inheritance to both
the
of his
younger
children.
Son gathered all that he had,
not
took
just
his
the
journey
younger
into
who
a
asked
country,
for, he gave his
and
money
there
to
wasted
both
his
of
substance
them.
With riotous living.
And it says, not many days merriment,
this riotous
the younger
living.
Son gathered all that he had, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted
merriment.
His substance
he went off
with
into the world, he had a good
living.
Time, and wasted everything
this
that the father gave him, took all of his possessions,
this
told his father he no longer
it.
Mattered to him, and he went out into the world, and he had a good time.
Unrestrained merriment, he went off
but
into the world,
he
had a good time,
and
wasted everything
that
the father gave him, took all of his possessions, told his father he no longer mattered to him, and went out into the world,
arose a mighty famine in the land.
But notice that it says what he wasted his
verse
money
15,
on. Verse
15, and
he went
and joined himself
to
a money
citizen
on
of that country,
living.
And
he
sent
and
him into the fields to feed
there
swine.
Arose a mighty
now, understand
in
the
land,
context here for this Jew
be in
is being sent
verse 15,
to ask
and he
a Gentile
went and joined himself
help,
to a citizen
about
of that
to
country,
go into the pig pen
and
of the muck
him into
and
the
mire
fields
because he feed swine.
Now, understand the context here for this Jew
is being sent
to ask
Brethren,
a Gentile for help, and he's about to go into the pig pen of the mud and mire because he's so down, dirty in sin that he has to feed with the pigs.
You see what sin will do to you when you're truly down in that pit of
Brethren,
sin?
How much lower
deep,
can you get
despair?
As a Jew who's stuck in a pig pen
it says
asking
that he would fain have filled
help.
His belly with the husk that
you
the
see
swine did eat, and no man gave unto
down
him, and when he came to himself,
a deep, dark despair?
Hey, I need to remember
it
someone
says
here.
He would fain have filled his belly with
and
the
when
husk
he came to himself,
that the swine did eat, and no man
gave
unto him, and
when
he came to
himself, in despair, and I perish with hunger, and I will arise
and go to
my father, and I will say to him, Father,
and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough,
in despair, and I perish with hunger,
and I will arise and go to my father,
and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against
heaven
before thee,
and am no more worthy to be called thy son,
and realize that he didn't read this fine print of the bottom of the contract that he was making with the devil, that he got way more than he bargained for.
So here's the son who'd gone off into the world.
Isn't that the way
that it
usually
works? He didn't read the fine print
of
the bottom of the contract
that
he was making with the devil, that he got way more than he bargained for when he went out into the world.
Looking whom he may devour.
Isn't that the way that it usually works?
We're in the sin, it's then that
sin
we realize
good
that
this
isn't a place that I really want to be.
How in the world am I going to get
you like a roaring lion, looking whom
but
he may
devour? But it says that he came to himself.
And
you
so
see,
we
that's
find
what
out that we're in the
all
sin,
about
because
then
it's
that we realize that this isn't a place that I really want to be. And
because
how in the world am I going to get out?
Because I first recognize and understand that what I'm doing goes against the commandments of God.
You see, that's what
Jesus said.
It's all about because it's about recognition.
Because I first recognize and understand that what I'm doing goes against the commandments of God. Because Jesus said, if you really love me, you'll
do what I tell you to do. So it's the recognition
of sin that brings about this idea that I need to change my actions.
And he goes on to say in John 15:14,
you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Because I have to
recognize where I'm at first. So it's the recognition of sin that brings about this idea that I need to change my actions.
That brings about the change of heart.
So it says that he came to himself and he said, I'm going to go to the
because
Father.
Because I have to recognize
he's the only one I can go to, but
I
can bring about the change
as long as
of wanting
I can
get
to be back
in his good graces. End of scene number
one. So it says
one.
That he came to himself and
Let's
he said, I'm going to go to the
two.
Father. He's the only
scene
one I can go to,
we'll
but I'm willing to do anything as long as I can get back in his good graces.
End of scene number one.
And it says, he arose and he came to his father, but when he was yet a great way
see,
off, it said that his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
And it says, he arose and he came to his father, but when he was yet
you,
a great way off, it said that his father
it
saw
says
him
that he saw
and
his
had
son.
Compassion and ran and
he
fell on his
outline,
neck
and
kissed
he had been looking for him.
Now that's a
it says,
for
and when
you,
he
isn't?
Saw him, he ran
it says
to
that
him
he
and
saw
had compassion.
His son. He knew the figure. He knew his outline.
That
he
loved
and
he
had been looking
him
for him
down.
It says, and when he saw
he
him,
was so happy
he ran
to see
to
his
him
son.
And
he
had
didn't
compassion
wait for him
in the
come.
Greek. Literally,
he
means
ran to
that
him.
He loved him.
Notice verse 21.
And the son said unto the
he
father,
was so
I've sinned
happy to see his
heaven,
son,
and
in
thy sight
for him
I'm no more worthy to be called your son.
He ran to him.
But notice the particle of contrast.
Notice verse 21.
He interrupted him.
And the son
but
said unto the father,
the father
I've sinned against
his servants,
heaven, and in thy
forth
sight
the best
I'm no
robe.
More worthy to be called
this
your
is my son.
Son.
He's
but
royalty.
Notice the particle of contrast in the Greek here. He interrupted
my
him.
Son's been gone. This is how
but
the father is looking
father
at
said
me
to
as
his
the
servants,
sinner that's lost in the world,
bring forth the
who's
best
looking
robe.
For direction back
this
to
is
the
my
father
son,
based
royalty.
Upon the light that Jesus is guiding me with. My father's looking
my son's
for me
been
the whole
gone.
Time. This is how the father is looking at me as the sinner that's lost in the world, who's looking for direction back to the father based upon the light that Jesus is guiding
me
with.
Put a ring on his finger.
My father's looking for me the whole
that
time.
Signifies that desire or that respect
says,
that he has that he's still
him.
Part of my house.
My son's royalty.
Put
he
shoes on his
to
feet.
Me. Put
because
a ring on his
servants
finger.
Walk around barefoot.
That signifies that
this is
that
my
desire
child, and I
or that
want
respect that he
know
has
that
he's
still
my
part
child.
Of my
I'm
house.
Not ashamed of him.
Put shoes on his feet because
you know,
only
one of the things I always appreciated
barefoot.
About my parents.
This is my child, and I
because
want everybody to know that he's my child. I'm not ashamed of him.
I'm kidding.
You know, one of the things I always
appreciated
about my parents was this.
Because I was a perfect child.
There were
child.
Many times my parents said they were disappointed in me.
I'm kidding.
But my mother and father never said
one
they were
one thing
ashamed
I always
of.
Appreciated about my parents was this.
I always had a place
there
and
were
the
many times
was always
my
on,
said
even
they were
when
disappointed
I made a mistake.
In me.
Sometimes I'd
rather
my mom
just
never
me
than
to
listen to
her
three-hour conversations.
I always had a place and the porch light was always on,
and she would
even
make
when
you
I made
feel
a mistake.
About that big.
Sometimes I'd rather my mama just whoop me than
it.
To listen to her three-hour conversations.
Here the father had compassion for the son who was giving an excuse
and she would make
trying
you feel
to get
about
back
that
in the good
big.
Graces of the father. And the father said,
but I knew that she loved
it. It doesn't matter.
Here
what
the father had
is,
compassion
is for
the son
now.
Who was giving an excuse trying to get back
notice
in the good
the
graces of
the
father.
Notice how the father continues this in verse 22.
He says, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put
what
a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet.
Now.
Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let
notice
us eat.
How
and
the
there's
Father
that word, be happy, be merry.
Literally,
he says, bring forth the best robe and put it on
because my son was
ring
lost,
on his hand,
says,
shoes on his feet.
He was
bring
dead
hither the fatted
and is alive
calf
again,
and kill it.
He
and
was
let
lost,
us eat,
and there's that
found,
word, and be happy.
And they began
be
to be happy.
Literally be filled with joy because my
into
son was lost,
two.
He says. He was dead
now
and is alive again.
Three,
he was lost and is found, and they began to be happy.
So you had the consumer. You had the compassionate. Now
into
you have
scene number two.
Now let's
notice
look at
scene number three as we described as
now his elder son was in the field, and as he came, he drew nigh to the house, and he heard music and dancing. Let's kind of paint the picture here to better understand.
Notice verse 25.
Kind of what's happening as the son is coming out of the field. This isn't the picture of the little house
in the prairie
farm.
As he came, he drew nigh to the house,
and he heard
music
and dancing.
Let's kind of paint the picture here to better understand.
All these families would live in like brick style houses as they would line a particular dirt road,
and they would walk out to their portion of the field
that
they would work for their family. Whether they were selling it for money or whether they were keeping it for themselves.
All these families would live in like brick-style houses as they would
line a particular
dirt road, and they would walk out to their portion of the field that they would work for their
family. And he hears music, and he hears dancing, and he hears all these good times going on.
And he's thinking to himself, what in the world is going on?
So he was literally coming out of the field, walking down the street,
and it says that he called one of the servants,
and he hears music, and he hears dancing, and he hears all these good times going on.
My brother is
come, and thy father
hath
killed the
fatted
calf, because he hath received him safe
and
sound.
And it says that he called
notice one of the
says
servants
in verse 28.
It says that he was
angry.
He said unto him, thy brother is
and
come,
would not
and thy
go
father
in there
hath
for
killed
his
the fatted
father
calf
came
because
out
he hath
to
received him.
Him
safe and sound. Notice what it
so
says
here's
here in
the
verse
son
28.
Who's
it says that he was angry
because the younger son has come home
and would not go in there
and the father
for his
goes out to
came
entreat
out
him
to him.
Beg him to come inside and to be happy because
so here's
his brother
the son
had been
who's
lost.
Mad. Because the younger son has come
and he said unto him, thy
and the father goes
come,
out
father
to entreat him to beg him to come
inside
and to be
and
happy
was
because
angry
his brother
wouldn't
had
go
been
in
lost.
There for he came out. The father came out and entreated him.
And he said
unto
him,
he said to
thy
his father,
I want you to notice all the personal pronouns
here
from this older
because
son.
He had received him safe and sound. He was angry he wouldn't go in there for he
lo,
came out.
These many
the father
years
came out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, I want you to notice all the personal pronouns here
at any time thy commandments.
And yet you never gavest me,
lo,
me
these many
kid.
Years do I serve
that
thee.
That I might be happy.
Neither
be
transgress
with my
at any time thy commandments. And yet you
Father,
never
what
gavest
about
me a kid.
I've never
that
forsaken
That I
you.
Might be happy, be married
I've never
with
turned
my
back
friends.
On you. I've never walked away from you.
Father, what about
I've
me?
I've always been here by your side and I've done everything
I've never
you
forsaken
asked of me.
You.
I've never turned my
son
back
gets a bad
on
rap
you.
Here.
I've never walked away from
like
you. I've always been here by your side, and I've done everything you asked
you
of me.
You want to know why? Because the older son represents
the older
the
son
Pharisees
gets a bad rap
scribes.
Here.
Shake your head like this.
You see, that's who Jesus is talking to. That's the story that he's painting for them.
You want to know why? Because the
here
older
were these
son represents
publicans,
the Pharisees
these tax
and the
collectors. Here were these sinners, the basest
you see, that's
low
who Jesus
of society, were coming
that's
to hear
the story
Jesus
that he's painting for
in
them.
His message of hope. That they might receive
were these
some reconciliation and some compassion from this man who they understood
the
was going to be their Savior. And you had the Pharisees
Jesus
and the Marshall
his
Dillon lawmakers who said, how
that
dare
they might
you
receive
get down
some
on
reconciliation
and be
some
happy
compassion
with him
from this man who they understood was going to be their Savior. And you had
the Pharisees
and the Marshall Dillon lawmakers who said, how dare you get down on their level
so the older
and be
brother
happy
says,
with them
how dare you,
help.
Father.
Look at us, the spiritual elitists, the Pharisees, right?
I remember one lady one time in a class.
So the older
we
brother says, how dare you,
me, Larry,
Father,
you can't give the older son
what about
a hard
me?
Time. He was always there serving the
I remember
the
one lady
so, well,
one
let's
time
paint
in
the
a
picture
class,
this way, then.
We were discussing this chapter, told me,
let's say we
Larry,
have
you
a
can't
person
give the older son
today,
a hard time.
They come and they sit down on the front pew.
He was always
one of the
there serving
myself,
the father.
We listen
said,
to
well,
what
let's
they're coming
the
for there. They're
way,
expressing
then.
Their concern. They're shedding
let's
tears.
Let's say we have a person
and brother
so-and-so
comes up and says,
they come and they sit down on the front pew and one
what's
of the elders and myself,
about?
We listen to what they're coming for there. They're expressing their concern.
I've always been here
they're
shedding
these
pews
tears.
Every Sunday morning
and
Wednesday
brother
night
so-and-so
for Bible
comes
class.
Up and says, hold on just
nobody
a second.
Ever comes up and makes a big deal
what's
out of me
this
when I come
about?
To church. What about me?
I've always been here sitting in these
Lord,
pews
look at
every
all the
Sunday
great
morning
and
Wednesday
I've
night
done
for
all
Bible
these
class.
Many years and how much
nobody
I've played and
up
how
and
I can
makes
hold
a big
my
deal
head
out of
me
when I come to
church. What about me?
Lord, look at all the great things I've done all these many years and how much I put in the plate and how I can hold my head up with pride when I pray to you, Father.
Sometimes we get so caught up in self and everything that we do concerning our religion, we become just like a Pharisee.
It's not about you, it's about the cross.
And the Bible says that we would not be seen of men.
Because sometimes we get so caught up in self and everything that we do concerning our religion, we become just like a Pharisee. And the Bible says that
we
would not be
seen
in
30 through 31. But as soon as this thy son was come and hath devoured the living with...
what about me?
Wait a minute.
But again, we notice the love of the Father in 30
through 31. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11, it says that he wasted his money on righteous living.
But as soon as this thy son was come and hath devoured the living with...
conclusions when it said that your younger son wasted his living with harlots.
Luke chapter 15 and verse 11, it says that he wasted his money on righteous living. But here's the older brother jumping to conclusions when it said that your younger son wasted his living with harlots.
Casting a judgment, wasn't he? Unrighteous judgment.
Think he was jumping to conclusions?
And he said, you killed the fatted calf for him, and you're having a party.
That's exactly what he was doing.
And he said unto him, son,
casting
thou art
a judgment
ever with me,
was
all
unrighteous judges.
And it was meet that we should be
and he
happy
said, you killed
and be
the
glad
fatted
because
calf
your brother
him,
was lost in the world, and he came home.
And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that
he
I
He said,
have
for
is
this
yours.
Your brother was dead.
And it was meet that we should
again,
be happy and be glad because
found.
Your brother was lost in the world, and he came home.
Why wouldn't you be happy over that?
He said, for this your brother was dead. He's alive
I remember
again,
if I made mention of this when I was here
fat.
Last time.
Why wouldn't you be happy over
but
that?
But I can remember the very first time as a green gospel preacher that a lady responded.
I don't remember if I made mention of this when I was here last time.
I was nervous.
But I can remember the very first,
the first
time as a green gospel preacher that a lady
I walked
responded.
Over, I put my arm around her
to the invitation.
I said, how can we pray for
I was
you
nervous.
Today?
Was the first
and she began to tell me why she'd come forward because she'd been out of the church
I
for
walked
a while.
Over, I put my arm around her.
She had the wrong attitude. I said, how can we pray for you
and there
today?
Were a couple of ladies sitting a few rows back.
And she began to tell me why she'd
small
come forward because
building.
She'd been out of the church for a while. She'd missed
and I heard
services.
One lean
she
over
the wrong
to the
attitude.
Other say,
she's just going to
do there were
it
a couple
again.
Of ladies sitting a few rows back.
Small you know, to this day, building. I still don't think that lady has ever come back
and
to
I heard
church.
One lean over to the other say,
she's just maybe her attitude was like the Pharisees. Why are you coming
you know,
to
this
sit
day
with her?
I still don't think that lady has ever come back to the church.
What about me?
You think maybe
you
her
see,
attitude
we sit
back
was like
here
the Pharisees
to preach every Sunday, Larry?
Why are you coming
what's the
down
big
to
deal
sit
about
her?
Her?
The big deal is that she's lost in sin and she's looking
what
for compassion
me?
And seeking a solution because she's been isolated
see, we sit back
in the world by
to
people
Sunday,
who try
Larry?
To judge her
what's
based
the
upon
deal
the intentions
about her? The big
that
deal
she had, but
is
she
that
was simply
lost
looking for a
sin,
Savior
she's looking for
because
compassion
she needed some
and
hope
a
in
solution
her life.
Because she's been isolated in the world by people who try to judge her
and
based upon the intentions that she had, but she was simply looking for a Savior because she needed some hope in her life.
And brethren, but it's for the grace of God that I walk.
And sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves and the idea of how good
think
and great
about these
we are.
Individuals who are looking.
And brethren, but
for
it's
something.
For the grace of God that I walk.
When you think about the idea of sin,
think
consider
about
what
these
sin
individuals
will do to
who
us.
Are looking for something.
Sin will disgrace us.
When you think about the idea
I
of
think
sin,
about four words
consider
come to
what
mind
sin
when
will
I
do
think
to
about
us.
Sin.
I think
sin
about
will
the word
disgrace
selfishness
us.
Here.
I think about the younger son who
about,
says, you know, Father, give
four
me.
Words come to mind when I think about sin.
And I think
sin.
About the older son who said, Father, what
I think
about
the
me?
Word selfishness here.
You see what sin will do to us,
I
whether
think about
we think
the younger
we're religious
son
or not, whether we're
you know,
cast
Father,
out and doubt
me.
Into the world, when
and
we
I
want
think
to
about
do
the
what
older
we
son
want to do,
said,
because
Father,
that's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Do what you want to do.
See what sin will do to us, whether we think we're religious or not, whether we're cast out and doubt into the world.
Surely that's
when we
not
want to
what
do
he's
what
talking
we
about.
Want to do, because that's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Do what you want
when
to do.
When we get caught up in sin, we're selfish.
Goes all the way back to the garden when he said, Eve, don't worry
also
about
think
it.
About separation.
Surely that's not what he's talking about.
You see, it was sin that seduced the son, the younger son, away from the father as he went out into the world, because that's what he desired more.
Also think about separation.
And it was sin that separated
you
the
see,
older from the younger because
he was
the
jealous
son,
based
the younger
upon
son
the
away from the father
giving.
As he went out into the world because
he was looking
that's
for that
what he
pat
desired
on
the back,
more
like the Pharisees to say, look how great I am.
And it was sin that separated the older from the younger because he was jealous based upon what the father was giving.
So not only will it
he was looking
us,
for that pat
but also
on the
I
back,
think
like
about
the
word
Pharisees
sadness.
To say, look how great I am. Look
because
how wonderful
it was sin
I am.
That emptied the pockets of the son who was now lost in the world.
So not only will it
and it was sin that emptied the heart of the older brother as he looked at the younger.
But because also
think
of
the word
that emptied
self-esteem.
The pockets of the son who was now lost in the world.
because it was sin concerning the younger son, the older brother, little of himself, based upon what he had done, and it was the older who thought too highly of himself, based upon what he had done. Because it was sin concerning the younger son who thought too little of himself, based upon what he had done, and it was the older who thought too highly of himself, based upon what he had done. And it will determine your destiny for an eternity.
Brethren, sin will defile you. It will deceive you.
But here's the good thing.
It will deaden your souls.
And it will determine your destiny for an eternity. And four words come to mind.
But here's the good thing.
Attention. Because verse 20, it says that the Father went to him.
I think about the Father here.
And loved him down because he needed attention.
And four words
he
come
needed
to mind.
Some love at
the
that
first
moment.
One is attention.
He needed that focused
verse
attention
20,
upon him
says
to
that
say,
the Father
it's
went
going
to
him
be okay.
And loved him down because he needed
there's
attention.
No greater
he needed some love at that
to me
he needed
than
that
to see a
focused
child of
attention
God
upon him
out,
to say,
come home,
it's going to be
and
okay.
The church surround that person and give them attention.
There's
based
no
upon the love that they're needing at that moment because they are
to
at their deepest
and to see a child of God walk the aisle to come home
life.
And the church surround that person and give them attention based upon
and
the
brethren,
love that they're
we're
needing
not there
at
to hug
moment
them and
because
say, you're
they
not
are
alone,
at their deepest and
we've got the idea of Christianity
in
all wrong.
Life. Because when you think about that old
brethren,
wooden cross,
and brethren, if we're not there to hug
away,
them and say you're not alone,
and what Jesus did for me at the
cross
idea
of Christianity
Calvary,
all wrong,
as it cast a shadow upon my sins.
Because when you think about
when
that
I didn't
old
deserve
cross
any
some
of
time
it,
away,
and what Jesus did
how
for me
dare
at the cross
I turn my
of
back
Calvary,
on my brother.
As it cast a shadow upon my sins.
Doesn't Galatians 6
when I didn't
say,
deserve
you
any
one of those
of
burdens,
it?
And so fulfill the law of Christ?
How dare I turn my back on my
that
brother?
That means I have an obligation or responsibility to you as
doesn't
my brother
Galatians
and sister
6,
in Christ
say,
that when
you
you're hurting,
and so
I'm there
the
to pick you up
Christ?
And bear that burden with you.
That
I'm not
means
turn
I have
my
an obligation based upon what that sin was or what you did
as my brother and sister
it's not
in
my
Christ
job
when
to
you're
judge
hurting,
your past.
I'm there
it's
to pick you up
and help
you
navigate through that past.
I'm not going to turn my back on you based upon what that sin was or
what
you
did. That's what it means to be a brother and sister
in Christ.
It's not
my job
to
judge your past. It's my job to help you navigate through that past.
Jesus was simply trying to focus the attention of the Pharisees and scribes to individuals who needed some love and compassion and help.
Jesus was simply trying to focus the attention of the Pharisees and scribes to individuals
who
needed
some
love
and
compassion and help.
May we never be like the Pharisees and scribes who think we're above or better than anybody else.
They simply needed help in a time of despair.
There's no man above the cross of Calvary.
May we never
be like the Pharisees and scribes who think we're above or better than anybody else, brethren, because we're not.
If there truly is,
there's no man above the cross of Calvary.
Those who are desiring to seek the Father,
the Father is waiting and He's looking for your shadow.
If there
He's looking
truly
for
is.
That distance.
Those
as
who
you're
are
off in the world,
the Father.
He's waiting for you to come home.
The
this
Father
morning.
Is waiting, and He's looking for your shadow.
He's begging for you to come home this morning.
He's
he
looking
needs
for
to
that
hear from you today.
Distance as you're off in the world. He's waiting for you to come home this morning.
There's not a person in this room.
He's begging for you
that's
to come
going
home
to judge
this
or wonder
he
what
needs
your past
to hear from
is.
You today.
Because there's not a person in this room who wants the skeletons in their closet exposed.
There's not a
Micah
person 7, in this room.
Micah 7:19 says, "Those skeletons, those
that's
sins
going to
are
judge or wonder what
your past to be remembered no
because
more."
Because there's not a person in this
that
room.
That means
who wants
we
the
as Christians don't get to put
exposed.
Up a fishing sign and go digging for them.
Micah 7:19 says, "Those skeletons, those sins are
that
cast
means
in the
God
depths
has
of the sea
forgotten
to be remembered
them.
No more."
That means I'm going
that
to forget
means we
them,
as Christians
and
don't
I'm not
get to
going
put
to judge
a
you from this moment on based upon what you're going to do. I look at you as
that
a soul
means God
who's clean, who's walking
him.
The path of righteousness,
that means
who's struggling to get where
him,
he's going,
and I'm not
and
going
I,
to
your
judge you
from
this moment
bear
on
that
based upon
for
what
while,
you're going to do.
And we're
going to
walk this narrow path
I
together.
I look at you as a soul who's clean, who's
not
walking
alone,
the path of
together.
Righteousness, who's struggling to get where he's going, and
why?
I as your brother is going
to
help you bear that load for a while, and we're going to walk this narrow path together.
Not alone.
Rod talked about
together.
It in his class. That's the example that we're to set forth.
Why?
That's the
because
idea
the
that
Bible
Paul's
tells
me
about.
To, and because I love you, because Jesus first loved
me. Be an example of faith
me.
In a city that wants nothing to do with you.
Rod talked about it in his class. That's the example
it's about
that we're
being
to set
example
forth.
To
that's
those
the idea
in the
that Paul's
who are hurting
about.
Who know they have a family.
Be
and
an
it doesn't matter what I do or how bad I might get caught up
you.
In sin. My family is always
it's
going
about
to love
being an
me
example
and be there
to
for
those
them.
In the church who are hurting, who know they have a family.
And if you're not part of that
and
family,
it doesn't
this
matter
morning,
what I do
not?
Or how bad I might get caught up in sin. My family is always
part
going
of that
to love
family
me
and
because
be
without
for.
It, I would have no hope and I would be helpless.
If you're not part of that family this morning, why not?
Greater love hath no man than this.
I'm thankful to be a part of that family because without it, I would have no hope and I would be helpless.
We're your friends, but Christ is your friend first.
Greater love hath no man than this.
You need to repent of your sins
to lay down his life for
you. Jesus said, unless you repent, you shall likewise perish.
We're your friends,
unless you're willing
but Christ
to confess
is your
him
friend
as the
first.
Son of God, Matthew 10:32. Jesus
you need
said,
to
if
repent
you confess
of your
me before
today,
the Father,
13,
I will stand
Jesus
proudly
said,
next to you and confess you before the Father.
But he says
unless
in verse 33, if you deny
the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, Jesus said,
you.
If you confess me before the Father, I will stand proudly next to you and confess
and if you're
you
finally
before
ready
the Father,
to have your sins washed away.
But he says in verse 33, if you
deny
baptism
me, doth also now save us, 1 Peter 3:21.
Guess what?
You're part
and
of
if
the
you're
family.
Finally ready to have your sins washed away, where baptism
you know the great thing about being in a family
us,
is I know sometimes we don't like each other
guess
very
what?
Much.
You're part of the family.
As my wife says, I love you, but I don't like you right now.
And you know the
we
great
make
thing
mistakes.
About being in a family is I know
we don't
sometimes
always get
we don't
along.
Like each other very much.
But guess what?
As my wife
we
says,
love
I love
each
you,
other,
but
we
I don't like you
it,
right
now.
We make mistakes.
If you're part
we
of
don't
that
always
family
get
today
along.
And you strayed off into the far country and you need
but
to come home,
we love
let
each
us
other.
Pray
we
with
get
you,
over
let
it,
us pray
we?
For you, let us embrace you, let us love you. And when you leave here today,
if you're part of that family
you will leave
today,
you
with
off
this,
into the far country and you need to come
we are
home.
Here to help you bear those burdens.
Let us
as
pray
you get
with
through.
You, let us pray for you, let us embrace you, let us love you. And when you leave here today, you will leave with knowing this, that we are here to help you.